We're up to Sif Chav. Simen Lamed Beis, Sif Chav. Today is a little bit of a break, a much easier material than we've had up to now. So I asked Nevenzel our question. He didn't like the question, as I figured he wouldn't. If the Sofer does not have the Kavana of writing Hashem Hashem B'Kedushas Hashem, so can he just erase it? Because it doesn't have Kedushas Hashem. And his response was, Chas V'Shalom. Right. No, it's still Hashem Hashem. It just does not have the full Kedushas Hashem for Sefer Torah, Tefillah, Mezuzah.
We learned about writing on the wall.
Yeah, that Rosh Hashanah Zalman says. If you write it on someone else's wall, I didn't look it up. Still Hashem Hashem. But there, you don't have a right to prohibit something to somebody else. You don't have a right to... That's a concept that comes up in different places. Okay. Simulam Bay Sivchav. Tzorich ledakdek b'chaseros v'yeseros. You have to be very careful in writing the sefer. Well, now let's talk about tefillin. You write tefillin, you have to be very careful with the chaseros v'yeseros. Those vavs and yuds that either are there or aren't there, but you would read the word the same way, l'chora, whether it is or is not there. So you might say it's not significant, it doesn't matter. Not true. Shim chaser or yeser, osachas psulim. If you have one additional letter, or one letter is missing, even though it doesn't change anything, it's the same word, it's the same meaning, it's still going to pass the tefillin. And therefore, someone who's wearing tefillin, missing or with one additional letter, every day they put on tefillin, they're making a bracha l'batala. V'gam shari b'chayom below mitzvah tefillin. And then every single day, they're without mitzvah tefillin. V'nimta onesh ha-sofer maruba. The onesh for a sofer who's not careful and puts in extra letters, is not careful to write the tefillin properly. Okay, this is just an example. I mean, anything the sofer does wrong, the apostles are tefillin, so the achrayus is on the sofer, so the punishment to the sofer is great. The sofer has to be a very big yorei shemayim. V'chori d'dvar Hashem. He has to fear the word of Hashem. Right, okay, I read it. L'chein tzorach lios ma'od yorei shemayim v'chor dvar Hashem ha-mesasik v'ksidus tefillin u'bitikunan. So one who's involved in tefillin has to be a very big yorei shemayim. So I had a diak. I didn't see anyone bring this down, but I didn't look too hard. We discussed in the past, is tefillin a daily mitzvah, or is tefillin, there's no inyan of Tuesday versus Wednesday, it's a mitzvah it's a chiyuv every second to put on tefillin. We just happen not to wear tefillin nowadays, except during davening. So from the lashon of the Machaber, it sounds like it's a daily thing, b'chol yom, which was sort of our conclusion. It's a bi'al lacha, we'll get there later on, hechas tefillin. Okay.
It's interesting that he writes it on this sif, all these things, because on the previous sif, I thought it would be a little bit more scary. This thing you can open up the tefillin and check.
With the kavana.
You can never check. It's impossible. You can have the exact same pair of tefillin. You bring it to a pulse, the guy's like, oh yeah.
Very good. That comes up in the Mishabur. Very good. That comes up in the Mishabur. Okay, Mishbur Sivkot on Kuf. Okay, that we already discussed. Look at the Bir Alacha. It talks about one additional letter. So up to now, we're talking about a letter in a word. Mishbur Bir Alacha, Dibar Matzah. Oh, yes, or oh, Zachas. You have one additional letter in your tefillin. Let's say just a random letter in the middle of the tefillin. Not attached to any word. If it's attached to a word, possible to a word, possible to tefillin. But yeah, just the independent, stand there, a Vav, a Yud, or whatever. But pick your favorite letter. A Kaf. Rak she'omad bein teva l'teva, or bein hashitim, between the lines, or between the words. Im nifsal ha'tfilin mishum zeh, ayin b'no d'b'yuda, she'meikil b'zeh. No d'b'yuda's meikil on such a thing. V'ashar afrayim, cholek alav, umaskim ima marshal, she'machmer b'zeh. So that's the machlok is supposed to come. I don't think this comes up too often. Because of the deal, yes, sir, or zachas.
What about Nakuda?
They discussed that. I actually saw it today.
Yeah.
In Hilchos Sefer Torah. I don't know if they discussed it in tefillin. I saw it in Hilchos Sefer Torah. Yeah. They discussed it in Hilchos Sefer Torah. Ayin Sham. I don't remember. Okay, so here the Mishabura in Sivkat and Kuf Gimel. V'chor the Dvar Hashem. You need a Haredi sofer, not politically Haredi, but halachically Haredi. He's Chared the Dvar Hashem. Kach katuv, he has to fear the word of Hashem. Ra'isi, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but Ra'isi lahatik po loshen ha'levush ha'tzarech ma'od li'inyaneinu d'zeh l'shono. And he goes on to talk about soferim, who sort of are training youngsters to write tefillin, and then they're claiming it's theirs, and instead of charging the youngster, they're not writing the tefillin, having someone else writing the tefillin, making money on it, pretending it's theirs, and the youngsters are not experts in everything. And then in the brackets, if you look down 5-10 lines, he makes Reb Shimon's point, because the El Sif Yud Tes, right? They need Kavana. These kids don't have Kavana. They don't know what they're doing. He goes on and on and on, and screams and yells about the severity of writing tefillin and what a big achrayas it is. And then he says, Akan Lashono HaTahor. Then he brings on, because of a Sefer, probably Baruch Sha'amar. He should write the letters without a kavana and slowly. Now, the quicker you write the parasha, the more money you're going to make, because you don't charge by the hour, you charge by the parasha. So he says here, don't think that instead of doing one a week, you're going to do three a week and you're going to write it faster and a little sloppy, and you made a mistake here and you didn't have a kavana there. So you'll make more money. He also revach yevach li ibud. The money that you make from selling puzzle tefillin will yevach li ibud. You will never benefit from that money. Ula diraon v'yavsid nishmaso. Now you're going to lose all your money. You're going to lose your soul. Kihu machti esarabim, because you're being machti esarabim. V'chomisha. But on the other hand, on a more positive note, v'chomisha kosev tefillin tovi mukshere mi kefi yecholto. Person who writes good. Good kosher tefillin, as to the best of his ability, scharo kaful umichupal. He will be rewarded tremendously. Vinito midina shel gehenim, and he will be saved from the din of gehenim. Okay, it's a tremendous achrayas. Okay, sif chaf aleph. Kol parsha. Every parasha, after you write it, every parasha, when you finish it, you should read through it. Well, two or three times, and read it again before you put it into the batim. Talk about the shalrosh. You have four compartments. You can't just throw it in the compartment. That's going to be makir. That's the Homachokas Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. If it's in the wrong compartment, it's puzzle. So read it again and make sure you're putting you see the word Vahaya. There's two Vahayas. Make sure you have the right Vahaya. Put it in the right place. Nowadays, I believe what they do, the sofer writes. I assume he checks it. But then they have someone else who's a bodek who goes over the tefillin and gifts. So they put it through the computer. Make sure there's no extra words. But the computer is still not a posek. He can just see if the words, if the letters are there or not there. And then they give it to somebody else to go through again. That's what they should do. Okay, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Kuf Dalet. It says after every parasha, read through it. Why is that so important? Shem Yimta Eza Os Chasib Eza Parasha. That's you missing one letter. Not only Lo Yilavad Nifsala. Not only is that parasha puzzle, and Gam Koma Sheacharel. Everything that comes afterwards is going to become puzzle, sort of. Mishum Shiyu Shelo Kesidja. Now it's Shelo Kesidja. Now it's not really puzzle. It's puzzle to be coupled with this. You have to then figure out the dates and go find the parsha that fits in the dates that came after number one, let's say before number three, which is very hard to do. Okay. Chaf Beis. Tov lenasos hakumus kodim sheyetchil lichtav parsha. So before you start writing the parsha, or avdafka, you know, before you start writing, you have to make sure that the, how do you say kumus in English? The quill?
Yeah.
Quill. Okay. You have to try out the quill. To make sure that it's gonna write properly. Shouldn't be too much ink. If too much ink, boom, you just smudged everything and it makes a balagam. The opposite, and you're gonna lose. Kol shame. Now, before you write every shame Hashem, so it's filling after you've written Kisidron. Okay? So if I have a mistake, the only way to correct a mistake. Okay, we'll see the different types of mistakes. But a mistake that's going to be a problem with Shelo Kesidram, let's say you're missing a vav, you can't put it in. The only way to correct it is to erase everything that comes afterwards, which you can theoretically do unless you have a Shem Hashem. So every time you write Shem Hashem, aside from the Kavana that you're writing, the Shem Hashem, right, the Kedushas Hashem, you should read everything that you've written from one Shem Hashem to the next. Because once you're at the Shem Hashem, it's sealed, it's permanent. You can't go back. So V'chein Yizhar Kodem Sheichlev Kol Shem Likos Komasha Kotzav, read everything that you've written, Kedei Shelo Yavo Lidei Gniza Al Yado. Otherwise, you can end up in Gniza. Okay, Mishabur Sivkatan Kuv Zayin Al Yado. Ukishatova, I can't personally, I never had any shaykhus to safras, I can't relate to the concept of writing, you know, with a quill. I'd get my ballpoint pen, 10 cents, bick, and finish. But it gives us some understanding. Ukishatova Hakumus, you take the quill, you dip it into the ink, Lichta Boas Hashem, and you want to write the Shem Hashem. Lo Yatche Lichtova Somiya. Do not. From dipping the quill into the ink, don't start with a Shem Hashem for the following three reasons. One, Shaloya Sidena Bribudyo. Maybe there'll be too much ink on there and it's just gonna mess up the Shem Hashem, which is obviously a big problem. Two, Ulay Yeshla, I think the word is Sayar, Velo Yetzik Sab Yushar. Maybe there's something on the quill that's gonna prevent the quill from writing a nice Ksav. So again, other letters, as long as you're still holding those letters, you didn't go further, you can erase. But with Shem Hashem, you're very, very limited. Three, V'gami Shem Shetzarech LeKadesh Hadio She'al HaKumus Teram SheYichtov Hashem. You have to be Mekadesh. You have to sanctify the ink that's on the quill before you write Shem Hashem. So how is that done? So I didn't understand this. So I spoke to a sofer today who explained to me. Basically, you don't just want to go from the I don't know what you call, what?
Well.
The well. From the ink well, straight to the Shem Hashem. You want to, Shem Hashem has such a great level of Kedusha, you want to go like, you know, halfway. So you want to first start with a regular letter, which has Kedusha's Tefillin, doesn't have Kedusha's Hashem, but it has Kedusha's Tefillin, and from there, go on, it's like sort of a stepping stone, that's the way I understood it, the way he explained it to me, to the higher level of Kedusha's Hashem. So from the inkwell, again, you have to be mekadesh the ink that's on the kumus. Terem shichtav Hashem. Lachin yichavein laniach osachas milichtov kodem Hashem. Before, meaning you should work it out so that when you get to Shem Hashem, you leave over one letter. You dip the quill into the inkwell. You do that letter that gives it an element of kedusha because it was used to write one of the letters of the. Fill it, and then you go on, right, you have to have the right kavana, you go on to write the Shem Hashem. Let's say he stopped, he's up to Shem Hashem, he doesn't have a letter. So look for one of the letters that's already kosher, and it's okay, it's not Shalok Kasidram, but could use a little bit more ink, or one of the tagin, which we'll learn are not necessarily ma'akev. You do that, that gives it some element of Kedusha, and then you go on to Shem Hashem. Now let's say you run out of ink in the middle of a Shem Hashem. So you're not supposed to go back into the ink and back to the Shem Hashem for all the reasons we just discussed. So where should you get the ink from? Not from the inkwell. So you should go back to those letters that are still wet from before Shem Hashem. Dip it in there, get some of the ink from there, and use it to finish up Shem Hashem. V'yigmar Hashem, aval lo yitbo ba'osios Hashem atzma. But don't take from the other letters of Shem Hashem. V'yesh mekil libo ba'osios Hashem atzma debizui leka. Some are mekil, and you could take it even as a yud k. You wrote yud k, and after I vav k, you can dip it in the yud k. V'yesh mekilin to do that. The debizui leka, it's not a disgrace to the first two letters of Shem Hashem. Because you're using it to finish off Shem Hashem. This is very reminiscent of the whole sugya of Ladlik Miner Lener by Rabbi Shabbos, by Hanukkah, to light from one candle to the next, with the Shamash, without the Shamash, Ayin Sham. Okay. Now, what if the letters are not wet and you can't do that? So if you can't, there's no wet letters with which to take the ink to finish off the Shem Hashem, so you should dip it back in. First, look for another letter that needs some chizuk, and go there, and then go over here. Now, that's a dangerous thing to do, because if you drop by accident too much ink on that letter, we pass on to Rosh, Mechaber, boom, you're finished. It's going to pass the letter. You can't erase it. It's chok tochos, the way we pass it. And right. So that's
the big issue with this whole Kiddusha thing.
There's
levels in Kiddusha.
Yeah, so the mitzvah will only kuvah b'di'eved. Okay, so this is the mitzvah that's not ma'akiv. Okay. What?
Like, for the other two reasons, you could just have a piece of scrap parchment. And you just
right.
The ink flowing, whatever.
But here you can't do that.
For this reason, and it's not mentioned in the Mechaber at all, this reason.
Right. We'll have to ask Sofer again, see what they do with the Maisa. I had to tell you a short story. Yaakov Moshe, our foster son, so both his parents died. So we took his father's tefillin checked. The batim were, I'm not saying they were possible, but they were not batim that we were going to give to him. But the parshiels were good. So I gave it to Rabbi Aaron Choi to check. He said they're kosher, they're good. He said there are some things there that could use touching up. They don't need to be touched up, they could use touching up. But if I'm going to go touch it up, and by accident a little piece of ink falls down, I'm going to pass the tefillin. And I can't do that. Here's a bar mitzvah boy who's using his father who passed away. His father's tefillin, that's an achrayas I can't take. When he gets older, you know, and he wants to take that achrayas on his own shoulders and go to someone, ask him to do it, you know, before his wedding, that's his business, but I'm certainly not in a position to do that. So, okay. Sif Chav Gimel. Imata Shechoser Os Achas. He writes the parashas, the tefillin, he's missing one letter. Ain lo takana. There's no way to fix it. Shim Kane, Hayiksuva Shalokasidjan, because you're going to put it in, even if you could squeeze the letter in physically, it's Shalokasidjan, it's out of order, Upsulin. Why? Mishim Dixi, Vayu, because the Pasuk says Vayu, Vavyasin Yehu, the tefillin and mezuzahs must be written in order. V'im Yetzer Os Achas, let's say there's an additional letter there that doesn't belong. Yesh lo takana. There's a way to fix the problem. You can erase the letter. But it's not so simple. You can erase the letter if imhi besof teva or betchilasa. If it's at the beginning of a word or the end of a word, no problem. Erase that, we'll call it a prefix, suffix, whatever you want to call it. Erase it. So you'll have a little bit more space between the words. That's not a problem. Aval. Imhi be'emta teva, but if the extra letter is in the middle of a word, that's a problem. Lo, then you're stuck. Why? Mishun de kishe yigror, when you erase it, yenir kishe tevos. The one word is going to look like two words. If it looks like two words, bring in the kink, looks like two words, boom, puzzle. So, it's difficult to fix. Now, the Mishabur is going to tell us how we can fix it. Mishabur sivkot kufyud, osachas. What if you put in an extra word? Mishra Bissav Kadin Kufyur, Osachas, in Kosav Teva Yisera, you have an extra word, Yigrarena, erase it. Viyuchal Aniach Hamakom Chalak. You can leave an empty space in the tefillin, not a big deal. Okay, we'll skip the brackets for now. The Ein HaChalak Posel, Kol She'ein B'Makoma Kishir Reva She'ein Parasha LaParasha, Shu Kedei Tes Ozios. Now, a space is not going to apostle the Parasha unless it's the amount of space that separates two parshias. We have psuchos and stumos, which we're going to learn about. So there's a machlokas, and later on, Rabbeinu Tam holds it's only three letters worth. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, this would be puzzle. But we paskin not like Rabbeinu Tam. We paskin that the space between one parsha and the next is nine letters. So as long as this space is less than nine letters, it's okay. It's not a problem. Okay, but now there's a way to fix it. Even if you have a space, it's more than tes osios. There are certain letters, you notice when you get an aliyah, they're going to say fetura, there are certain letters that can be extended. Okay? So if the last letter of the previous word, here there's a list on the next page, it's a kaf, or it's a dalet, or it's a resh, or it's a base, you can just extend it. You don't have to extend it all the way, but minimize the space so that you don't have nine letters worth of space. If you have nine letters worth of space, it's a puzzle. So you just have to extend it so that there's not nine letters worth of space. Hu adin, it's the same thing when we said you're erasing a letter. that's in the middle of a word. So now you split the word in half. It's puzzle. But if the previous, the letter that comes before that space can be extended, it's no problem. You extend it. What if it can't be extended? So there's still an Eitzah. You could still thicken and widen the letters a little bit. You can, on both ends. You have, right, a letter before, a letter after. If it's not a letter that can be extended, so what you can do is make the letter that comes after a little bit wider, so it gets bumped over a little bit, and make this one a little bit fatter and wider on that end, so that it'll look like one. It'll look like one word.
When you took away the extra one, it looks separate now. It looks like two words.
Right, now it looks like two words. That's puzzle.
I'm bringing it together now is okay.
And now bring it together is okay. That's not kosher l'kasidron, because the letters are kosher.
The letters were there.
The letters are there.
All the words were there.
Right, the letters are there. That's not kosher l'kasidron. There is a mishabu here. Here we go.
Kufir aleph.
Yeah, kufir aleph. V'lo mifsal parasha mishum chok. Why don't you say chok tochos? You're creating a kosher parasha by erasing. Says no. Kevin Shane also might say begufa tevos va osios. Chok tochos din. You cannot erase ink to create a letter, to create a word. To create the gufa letter, but here, yeah, meaning you're erasing something. You know, in Hilcha Shabbos, you know, if you erase something to create a kosher sefer Torah, maybe you have a Hilcha Shabbos chiyuv, even though it's only one letter, it's not two letters, whatever it is. But over here, that's not called chok tochos in kashering the parasha. It's only in making the letters themselves.
But you did change the word. If it said.
Right, it might not be a word.
You changed the word. You changed the word, but you didn't change.
Creating a word.
Anyway, it says gufa tevos. I don't know. He meant in the actual letters that make up the word. Now, there is a discussion in Mishabur Sivkatan Kufyud Beis. You can extend a resh, a dalet on top. What about a tzadi? Can you extend a letter on the bottom or a tuf? So that's a discussion if that would work. The top part where you could do extend the everyone can extend the top. Can you extend? What if it's a letter that has a bottom that could theoretically be extended? Is that a problem? That's a discussion. They also talk about the hay and the kuf, extending the hay and the kuf.
The leg
is still but there. Then the leg is in the wrong place. But the other that's also okay. They say.
Looks like a
I guess that's this mishabura sifkatan kufi beis. Also discusses in this Bir Halacha, which extends two pages down. It's not so big. He wrote, Hishamru twice. So you're going to use the Vav of this letter, the Hishamer of this letter, the middle part you're going to erase, and then extend the Resh all the way to the next Vav. But that worked. Yeah, he says, according to Bim Gadam, that's L'Chadchila. That's what you're supposed to do. I mean, obviously not L'Chadchila, that, whatever. If you're in that situation, that's what you should do L'Chadchila.
Okay,
then he's talking about extra words, using the letters from extra words that don't belong there at all. Okay. What time is it? Great. Okay, let's do the next one. Sif Chaf Dalet. Okay, this is a machlokes. The Beis Yosef is machlokes between the Rambam and the Sefer HaTrumah. Are you allowed to write on the if you erase, can you then go right on top of it? So we are making like the Rambam that you can write on top of cloth that was erased. Sif chavdal mutar lichtov amakom hagrar v'amakom hamachak afilu azkara. You can write on top of. Now, what's the difference between garar and machak? Mishabura sifkatan kuf yud gimel. Hagarar mikri kishigaru mishen nit yabesh. There's two ways of erasing the dio. You can erase it while it's wet. That's called machak. Or you can wait till it dries and then scrape it off, and that's called garar. To scrape it off. Okay. Either way, mutar lechtov al makom hagrar v'al makom al machak. Either way, you're allowed to write on both of them. Afilu azkara, even Hashem Hashem, you're allowed to write over there. V'lo, now here's a recommendation. V'lo yimchok b'odolach. It's better not to erase it while it's wet, for practical reasons. Ela yevshenu yofe, let it dry well. Ki az yigarer bekal v'lo yishe'er lo shum rosh. Because then, it will scratch, I wouldn't think so, but he knows better, then it would scrape off much more easily and it will not leave a mark. If you do it when it's wet, it will leave a mark. And the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Kuf Yud Gimel tells us, in the middle of Mishnah Berurah Kuf Yud Gimel, this is not so much a halachic thing, but it's an Eitzatava. You want to have the best way to erase it is to wait till it dries, because you will not be left with a mark. How bad is the mark that you, if you're left with a mark, is that bad? I am between Megadim, continues the Mishnah Berurah, Shekotzav, D'imishar Shum Roishim Dio. If you are left with an imprint of the Dio, afilu b'dieved yesh chshash bazeh, could be that's going to possibly, because that leftover ink over there is going to count towards messing up the letter. Afilu teva ba'alma delo azkar osu lichtov al mokom zeh. And then if there's a roshim of Dio, you see the ink over there, you would not be allowed to write any words over there, even if it's not Shem Hashem, because it's going to get we're not going to look at the letter, even though you know the letter is going to be dark black and the erasure is going to be light black, let's say, but it's all going to be considered to be mixed together, and that's going to passel the letter.